Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:39 and time for us to get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fisherman's Wharf. Now is the time to rediscover Fisherman's Wharf. Dozens of businesses are open with lots of room for safe, socially distanced shopping and dining. Visit fishermanswharf.com. All right, so Scott Budman's coming up here in just a second. I want to remind you, though, we spring forward Saturday night, Sunday morning. It's actually Sunday at 2 a.m. We spring forward an hour, so... Yeah, this is the one everyone bitches about. So you'll hear us on Monday morning grousing about how I feel stolen. I feel stolen from. I want my hour back. I'm so tired. I'm cranky and I'm tired. Right now, it is outside beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Sunny and bright and beautiful. It's sunny and cool today, expected, and then sort of partly mixed conditions tomorrow, and then rain on Sunday there. Is your weekend weather outlook. Now we go to Scott Budman, very famous NBC Bay Area reporter and also
well-known.
A reporter here for Alice. And we check in with him on your money. We'll start with first of all, let's start by saying good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Good morning. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a gorgeous day.
Now, Scott Budman. You watched the president speak last night and have some insight about our stimulus?
Yeah, this is what a lot of people have been asking about. The checks, they say, are going to be first direct deposited as early as this weekend and in the mail. And this is, I'm not just making it up, it's a lot of money coming to a lot of people trying to pull us out of, not the pandemic, that's what the vaccinations are for and that's what social distancing and all that stuff are for. This is to try to pull us out of the recession that the pandemic brought us into. And you're going to get checks. Most Americans will get a check. If you're married, both of you will get a check. There's a child credit if you have children. This is really putting money in people's pockets, trying to get them to do two things. One, if you've really been knocked back by this, and a lot of people have, because so many businesses, especially small businesses, have closed, this will allow you to help pay rent, to put food on the table, to buy some clothes, to help your kids. But even if you're doing okay, and anyone making $75,000 or less will get this stimulus check of $1,400, $150,000 in the household. You'll get $2,800 if you're a couple. You'll have this money to stimulate the economy. And the first time around, we saw a lot of people actually buy cars, actually put down payments on things and buy clothes. And we talked about how many people put their crazy money into GameStop stock and you know, day traded and all that. So that's one way to stimulate things. But they really, the government really wants people to get out there and help, especially small businesses, because they've been so, so hurt by this pandemic.
Yeah, it's a tough situation right now, too, because many of the companies that really want to serve the public and sell don't have stuff to sell. So often you go, all right, I got some money now and there's been something I've had my eye on. And you go to the store and they go, well, we're going to have to order that for you. And it may be a while. Just order it, because that's what but honestly, that's what you
that's
just
how you get the
to.
Chain going. Right.
I mean, that's what we've got to do is just if there's something you need and you now have the money, order it. Because honestly, a lot of the things you'll go to purchase. And in my case, it was we didn't have a fridge. Ours broke and we were out. It took a month to get that thing. We were in a cooler and our neighbor's garage for a month. Sucked.
Yeah, things are slower, but they're happening. $1,400, by the way, is the payment. $300 per week unemployment insurance boost. So extra $300 if you're on unemployment insurance. It also expands the tax credit for a year. So this is going to be an interesting year to watch as we hopefully come out of this thing. Mm. And are people going to buy enough refrigerators and clothes and go to the movies and start to, you know, go to their favorite cafes and stuff like that? And it's true. The easy thing to do, and we've all gotten into this habit because we're home, is let's just find something on Amazon. But Amazon doesn't need our help. They did fine. Their executives are richer than they ever were.
Don't help them. Help the store down the street.
They might be the only ones that have done fine. You're right.
Exactly. If you can help a smaller business, even if it takes some time, that's going to be literally life-changing because that may be what keeps that business in business.
Right.
And we've lost so much. I would just like to say, I appreciate you putting on a collar shirt today for our broadcast, as we all show up for work in collared shirts. It's nice to know that you joined the party.
Right.
Or something. Anyway, are you out the door to go to work here soon or what?
Yeah, what's your day look like?
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah, I'm still out in the field doing my thing. And so I will be I'll be out there today.
Well, Scott Bubman, way to look presentable.
Yeah, very well done. Yeah. Hey, before you go, though, one of the things that came up on our show last week, and we all sat there with our jaws dropped because none of us have an answer for this.
What
the NFT thing that has been added now to art, both painted and recorded versions of art. What is this NFT?
Yeah,
what
help us with this, would you?
Yeah, so NFT stands for non-fungible token, which itself is a weird name, but fungible essentially. So what it means is it's not able to be copied. You'd have the original, even though there are other copies. So Vinny, you said art. That's the perfect way to think of this. It's a piece of art. There will be copies because after all, these things are digital, so you can find them anywhere. But the originals, for whatever reason, are selling for big, big money. And I think this actually has a direct correlation to art. It may not surprise you. I did not grow up in a family that collected art or knows anything about this. But you know that people would pay crazy money and still pay crazy money for art, even though there are replicas on lots of walls. The original still goes for millions and millions of dollars. These NFTs are sort of betting on the same thing, that there will be one original, even though you can go online or watch a highlight on ESPN. That's the same thing somebody just bought in its digital form, but they're betting on the digital original being worth something. And let's be honest, rich people have gotten richer during the pandemic. They've been bored and they're buying these things. I don't know how long this trend will last, but it's sort of like the art world, but it's gone digital, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I know there's certainly, I think the example you gave, like we've all heard of prints. Oh, we made a print of that original art. There's 100 of them, and now they're numbered. And so they're prints, but they're still valuable because there's still a defined limit on them, right?
Right, but the prints are nowhere near as valuable as the original.
Right, of course. Right.
So these digital tokens or videos or whatever they are, there's one original, and for whatever reason, people are bidding them up. But the fact is, I can watch the same thing anywhere I want or look at the same thing and download it for free, but I don't own the original. And will that be resold and re-auctioned in the future?
You're paying millions of dollars for the idea that the original belongs to you, even though you can't hold it in your hand. And it's like bragging, right? You're buying bragging rights. I own the original that all the copies were made of. How is that valuable? How is that something I can spend?
I mean, only because, well, there's one of it, and therefore whoever owns it owns the one. It's like a piece of art somehow gets hot and sells for a lot of money.
Is it also kind of like stock too then? Sorry.
What'd you say?
No, go ahead, Brent.
Is it also kind of like stock too then in that where, you know, it's valued at a certain amount, and the more people who want it, the higher the price will go based on that, right?
Yeah, and you're right, Brent, because there's certainly a a rarity to it, you know, even more so than a stock. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a piece of art because if there is only one, it has that value because there's only one of it. But we've seen some of these markets, baseball cards, for instance, just crashed and are now all but worthless. Lots of art, you know, was hot and now it's not. And who knows if this is going to be the next sort of mania that people are buying into now, but it is pretty new. And the idea that a digital token, a digital something, can be worth a lot of money is just catching on. And so people who are bored and rich are kind of jumping in and saying, I want a piece of this new hot market.
Are you recommending that people spend their stimulus checks on this?
No, I am not.
Way to bring it back around, though, Ben.
A quick question, Scott. A texter texted in asking if they have the pandemic debit card. Will the funds be put on that?
Yeah, apparently, and I'm not sure in what order, the funds will either be direct deposited or put on a card or eventually sent to you in a check. I don't know who qualifies for which one, but the guess is however you got your pandemic money the first time around, that is how you'll get it this time around.
Okay. Thanks. Mm.
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, and Alice News Network reporter. Thank you so much for being on today, buddy. We always appreciate you.
Thanks, you guys.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Scott. Bye, Scott.
Thank you,
too. We will make up a reason to talk to you very soon.
We will, for sure.
Anytime. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. So now we continue. That non-fungible thing does not sound good.
No. It doesn't. It makes me think, though, you know, I'm going to start drawing pictures and make them into non-fungible tokens. And then maybe someone will pay me $1 million for my stupid art.
That's the weird thing, though. So did Grimes get $1 million for the first NFT she sold?
She made $6 million in 20 minutes. I don't know. Then what? Then, like, does the money go in a bank account somewhere? And I don't understand it.
I don't know either.
I don't like to put my money into things I don't understand.
Scott Budman says, do not spend your stimulus money on NFT art.
Get some food from the restaurant that you love down the street. And go do some gift shopping at a place that you love that's local. Like you said, Amazon doesn't need your help.
Right. I like this idea. I only have time for one more story, okay. So I'll do something on the funner side of things. More fun, whatever. Here we go.
I got it.
Funner, supposedly.
Thanks for having my back, Sarah. Thank you.
Sure.
So, actually, let me set this up. I have a friend who had daughters. This is, they're grown now, but when they were young, she used to tell me, when my daughters fight, I make them sit on the couch and hold hands. And I thought at the time, oh, well, that's genius. And now that I have my own daughters and I tried it, I realize that never happened. She's a liar. There's no way to make kids hold hands. And not only that, but they'll just both boycott you and run different directions. What is she talking about? You got to handcuff them.
Yeah.
On to my next story.
Okay.
This couple may have figured out how to stay together.
Oh.
A couple in the Ukraine. These names are fun.
Do it.
28-year-old beautician named Victoria Pustovitova. That's it. And 33-year-old car salesman Alexander Cudley, they're a couple, and they were constantly fighting. Mm. They're that couple that breaks up and gets back together and breaks up again, and all their friends just pray once and for all, would you just put a dagger in it and move on, God, man.
If I have to sit through one more of your fights in a restaurant, I'm going to kill you both.
They came up with a way to fix things.
Okay.
On Valentine's Day, they handcuffed themselves together.
Oh.
And they're staying that way for 3 months.
Ha.
So all the things that a human being does, they're there for. There's no.
So far, Alexander says, quote, fights between us did not disappear. We still fight. But when we approach a dead end, we simply stop talking instead of packing up our things and walking away. Mm. So I guess it's helping.
Hmm.
Is that helping?
Well, they're still together.
To answer the first question that popped into your head, and Sarah did in fact allude to it there a second ago. When one is on the toilet, the other one sits outside with their hand in the bathroom.
Mm. Oh, so I got to reach my hand in and make it.
And hold your breath.
Can you not use that hand to wipe with? Would that be out? Could you use the other one?
You're pulling me. Yep. Stop pulling me.
It's got to be. There's a lot So neither one of these people has a job?
I don't know. You know, there's a pandemic everywhere. It's worldwide. So maybe they're both out of work at the moment. Beautician, that's one
sure.
of those.
Yep.
That,
definitely.
Car salesman. Maybe car sales aren't huge right now.
Or if she's not working, she can go help them sell, and then they have their story to tell. You know, I hope they're documenting this on social media because people love a good viral handcuff story.
I just, you know, the made me think of the story that I told you, which is I really did think that was just a smart, unique way to get kids to deal with each other. This whole you'll hold hands on the couch for an hour. And until I tried it, I thought it was masterful. And then when I tried it, I went, that never happened. She made that up. There's no way.
Well, it's really hard to tell a 2-year-old to do anything.
Right.
If they were a little older and closer in age and you said you're going to lose your phone unless you sit on the couch together holding hands. I can see it happening with older
kids. Oh, so it's just the leverage. Okay. All right. Well,
A, you need leverage. B, you need someone who isn't like, F you, you know, because she's 2. You know that's what's going through her mind. She just doesn't know the words yet.
Oh, I've got pictures. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Here, this is them.
Adorable.
Oh, they are a cute couple.
They are awfully cute. Look at them.
They are.
To...
But you know what?
How do they
this
get
This is
dressed?
Interesting.
Yeah,
and maybe you guys
dressed?
Will...
They have to
you know,
undo it to put the sleeve on.
Hear me when I say this. Life's too short to fight all day, every day. It's just not... You may think you love each other, but you two should not be together.
Life is too short to fight constantly.
It sucks.
It's just really, it's like a simmering anger that is in you that comes out with this person. That's just not the person you're supposed to be with. And I'm not saying that couples should never fight. I actually think that sometimes fighting, you come out on the other side and you've figured out a new way to appreciate and or do something. But God damn, I know people who I'm like, can you guys, every time you get in my car, not already be in a fight the whole way to the restaurant, fight at the restaurant, and not speak on the way home.
Sucks.
It makes it a little uncomfortable for everyone else. If you're going to fight, please do it privately.
Yeah, but the sex is great.
Oh, sure it is. I'm glad I'm not
there
for that.
Try it with someone else. You might be surprised.
Yeah, sex pretty fun all the way around.
Try and move on and see if you can do that, have great sex without having to fight your way through your life every day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm now out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's check out new music. We got new Nick Jonas, new Selena Gomez, and a new single from Gwen Stefani, and more. Whatever we have time to get to.
Whoa.
These.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.